there are few prayers which are sunnah, but we have to do them. Number one is Ishraq, that we do after the sun rises, 15-20 minutes after the sun rises, if we make two rakats, that is called Salatul Ishraq. And the reward is that anyone who makes two rakat, he gets the ajr of in Hajj and Umrah every day. And then there is another hadith that the person who made two rakat in the beginning of the day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that you make few rakat in the beginning of the day, and throughout the day I will give barakat in your work, I will help you in completing your work. So we make few rakat in the morning, and throughout the day the barakat will accompany us and our work will be successful throughout the day. So what a beautiful reward. Then there is Salatul Duha, that we can make when the day starts getting hotter. For example, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, now the hotness of the day starts increasing. It becomes difficult to walk barefooted on the ground in summer. So that time is called Salatul Duha. So at that time, if we make 4 rakat nafal, so the reward is that the person who makes Salatul Duha, Allah gives barakat in his rizq. Subhanallah. So it's very important that we need to have barakat in our rizq. There are few brothers who go to the offices, and in the office it is difficult to pray. So for them, our mashayikh, they recommend that they can join these two salat together. For example, they can make the Salatul Duha nafal at the time of Ishraq. So in Ishraq, make two rakat for Ishraq, another two rakat for Salatul Duha. So Allah will accept you because you cannot make prayer in your office. For example, a person is in industry, so how he can pray in the duty? It's difficult. A person is a doctor, he is examining the patients, he does not have time to pray. So for those people who cannot pray, they have some excuse. So they can join Salatul Duha and Salatul Ishraq together. And if you have time, so make Ishraq at its time, make Duha at that time. Then there is another namaz which is called Salatul Awabin, just after Maghrib. So it is 6 rakat salat. If we made it after Maghrib, then we will get the reward of 12 years worship. So by making 6 rakat, you make reward of 12 years worship. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah Sallam used to make this namaz after Maghrib. So make Maghrib, and then 6 rakat nafal if you will make, so you will make lot of reward on that. Then there is another salat which is called Salatul Wudu, Tahiyatul Wudu, Tahiyatul Masjid. It is also sunnah. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make wudu, he used to make 2 rakat Tahiyatul Wudu. Whenever he used to enter in the masjid, he used to make Tahiyatul Masjid. So we should also try to do this because it is sunnah. So it means that we have to make 5 namaz which are mandatory. Then Ishraq, Zuha, Awabin, Tahajjud, so they become 9. And 10th is Tahiyya, Salatul Tahiyya, Tahiyyatul Wudu, Tahiyyatul Masjid. So at least 10 namaz we should try to make every day at their time to show our love to our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then try to be regular on these namaz, because we do not know which sajda will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make all these namaz. Your nafs will say, no, I am tired tomorrow. No. Every day. Tell the nafs that I have to make this salat because I do not know which sajda will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have to make this sajda. So don't miss this namaz. You will feel the barakat of this salat in your own life.